What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that is willing to hole up in a mine and then eventually blow up a whole town in order to find out what makes a particular topic so great. My name's Terry.
My name's Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well, Terry, and you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
Now, Andy, you may have inferred from my little opening salvo there that we're referencing the fact that we're doing 1982's First Blood, written and starring Sylvester Stallone.
The Sly Man.
Yeah. Sylvester Stallone miniseries.
Oh, yes.
We've got plenty of time to talk about that. Before that, I want to talk about you.
Hey, me.
How have you been?
I've been great.
I'll bet.
Can I talk about the football?
Yep.
Great.
I'm going to give you something back. Just so you know.
Okay.
You got receipts coming.
Yeah, I know. I already know what the receipt's going to be.
What's the receipt?
You're going to say, enough of this shite about Klopp's kids and Chelsea. You pay attention to me when I'm talking to you. Stop paying attention to that, Lucas.
I was out of there. I was...
Yeah, okay, I'm just going to gush. It was glorious, Terry. Yeah, it was glorious.
Was it?
Yes, if you're a Liverpool fan, it was glorious. It was one of those where it's like...
Bit lucky.
I very rarely... Yeah, bit lucky. Definitely a bit of luck. Bit of exquisite goalkeeping. But it was one of those where it's like, it's very rare in a Liverpool match where I'm like, just get to full time. You know what I mean? Like, don't lose before full time. I'm so used to just being like, yeah, come on, let's go. The fuck is that?
That's my bag.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Even your bag's telling me to stop.
Yeah.
And then I thought, like, fuck's sake, it's going to go to penalties now, and we have no penalty takers.
Sometimes that can, like...
It can. Yeah. And the fact that it was Van Dijk, who had got, very harshly ruled out in the first place, I was just... I was screaming around me. Well, I was in the bedroom. My family were separate, which is probably a good thing.
Yeah, it has to be. You would be insufferable.
I would have been. Oh my god. Yeah. I mean, but it was great. And you know what? Beforehand, I was like that. Like with everything, it's like, it's just a Carabao Cup anyway. Like, who gives a shy? It's not even about the cup. It's about the manner of the victory, Terry. Now, please, go on, give me your rebuttal.
It's insufferable.
Yeah, but
and the Liverpool fans...
Why can't we just enjoy the victory?
You totally can, but it doesn't happen.
Come on.
This means more.
Yeah, but you're...
It's not shit. This means more. Why does it mean more when Liverpool win?
But where are you getting this means more?
It's your club slogan.
Yeah, but we're not using it for this.
No, but like it's that whole attitude of like...
Is it just that you find Liverpool
insufferable? Yeah. Liverpool fans, Liverpool manager, Liverpool players, particularly that cunt, Van Dijk.
What?
He's so fucking smug.
Van Dijk's a cunt?
Yeah, he is.
You'd love you. First of all, you'd fucking love him as your captain.
I've had...
You're happier with Fernandes?
No, but I've had better captains than him in the past.
And we'll have better in the future.
And we're certainly better defenders than him. None of this greatest of all time bullshit.
I'm not even going to get into it.
Yeah, because you're wrong.
Because there's no point.
Yeah, because you're not right. Like
I think you're lumping
in. And it's okay. You're not right. And it's okay.
No, stop it. What song was that? Whitney?
Whitney, yeah.
Okay, I agree. If I wasn't a Liverpool fan and I see him what a great club it is, I would also find it insufferable. Okay? But, one thing that I'm actually very careful about, I feel, is not rubbing it, how great we are, into other
people's face. You make a video every week.
Yeah, but that's for my people. I don't shove it in your face.
It in my timeline. I have to go blocking on my timeline. Anfield rap. Anfield talk. Because I take the time out to like and comment on your videos to support you.
Yay.
And then this... I'm not blaming you.
Okay.
I'm blaming these other fucks out there. And it's
do you know what?
It's just unbearable. Let me ask you.
But that's how it was for us.
Was it?
But United, yeah.
Who?
The rest of the world.
No.
The rest of the
world.
You
didn't have social media shoving it down your throat. You had the lads with the jerseys on the playground, sure. But that's,
But this is just what it's all about, isn't it?
No.
Rival fans, I don't like your club. You don't like my club.
I don't actually.
I don't want to see your club win. You don't want to see my club win.
You know, like.
Is there ever going to be a time where Liverpool win and you'd be like, you know what? Good for them.
Has in the past.
When we were shite.
Not when you were shite, but like, you certainly have had more likeable teams.
You think?
Yeah, Andy.
You're an incredibly likable team.
Who?
Who is the least likable? Give me your most unlikable Liverpool players, please.
There's loads. There's so many. There's so many.
And you know what? If you can give me some, I will try and separate myself from being like, it's great! And
Diaz.
No.
No, just...
No, I don't think so.
Why?
He looks like he would slit your throat, but I don't necessarily see a...
Grumpy fuck.
How is he unlikable? Like?
He's a grumpy, anyway. Grumpy fuck. Van Dijk is the smuggest of all. Like, he is. And he, like... Sure, he's very good footballer. Uh-huh. Don't get me wrong. Like, uh-huh. Some people talking about him being the greatest Dutch footballer of all time.
Uh-huh.
This is what's wrong with the world.
Recency bias.
And think? Also, like, you kind of forget that he's had, what, 2 or 3 years of not being that good. Having a very good season this year.
Back to being the best defender in the world. How rare is that? You are the best, you fall off, you get back to being the best. How rare is that, Terry? Very rare. That's the answer.
I don't agree. And that's, you know, and fun. You know what else burns my ass?
Please.
They should take Jamie Carragher off comms for Liverpool games. Have him in the studio. Yeah. He is insufferable, and he talks so much shite.
I can see that. Obviously, as a fan, it doesn't bother me, but
as a neutral,
but it doesn't bother me with Gary Neville on,
because you know why?
Please,
because Gary Neville is objective, or if anything, he's overly negative, critical of Man United, even when they do well.
I feel like not on comms, but I feel like in general. Carragher is overly critical of Liverpool, not on comms, but in like analysis and stuff like that.
Fuck off.
Gary Neville just doesn't have as much to cheer about. You know what I mean? Like, so he's not going to be like, what a goal from whatever fucking
take last year.
Yeah.
Literally, the positions are switched. Why, you finished fifth last year? Sixth?
Which finished game? Dead last?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a good season.
You finished fifth? Sixth last year?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Fifth, yeah.
We're on course to finish fifth or sixth.
Yeah.
And you're going to finish second.
First.
Sure.
Yeah,
second. Maybe third. You could end up third. Like, you could end up the way Arsenal are going, and City are just going to fucking grind it out, man. They're getting these victories without De Bruyne, and then you bring that back the magic man.
Yeah, that's fine.
See him. Anyway.
Yeah.
But like last year, Gary Neville was still like had critical analysis of Man United, as opposed to like Jamie Carragher this year. It's all brilliant. Everything is brilliant all the time.
Mm.
7 thumbs up. What the hell is that?
Like, yeah, look, I can see it. It's certainly. I'm not looking out for that personally because I'm like, hey, it is great, isn't it? But like, I can see that, and like it's, and you know. There's been times in the past where I've seen that. I haven't really noticed it.
The worst. Like, money isn't everything in football. After their world record transfer defender scores. Yeah. I'm like, would you please just shut up? Shut up.
Your timeline has been unsufferable since Sunday, has it?
You know what? Like,
or you've muted enough Liverpool accounts.
I had to block like 10 of them.
Because, block? Straight up block?
Yeah, block. Like, I'm not muting. Why am I muting? I don't ever want to see this shit. Like, you know.
Do you think it's as a result of like, it's because we interact so much?
And I like your videos and stuff like that. It's like, so hey, he likes like, Andy.
You might like this Liverpool content. Like,
no.
It's just one very, it's in spite of Liverpool that I'm liking this.
This is my buddy.
It's the buddiness, not the Liverpoolness.
You know, congrats, but
hey, congrats.
Congratulations.
I doff on your little victory.
I would say maybe all this talk of celebration, please. Look how we did it last year. We won the cup. Down to business. I felt like you're going to have an open top parade for the Carabao Cup.
It's the manner we will, by the way, but at the end of the year. It's confirmed.
What?
Yeah. It's more for Klopp, but like the trophy will be there.
It's the manner.
Yeah, look, I get it. And for the record, I have no problem with people celebrating. That celebration stuff did not bother me in the slightest.
Carragher again. He's a disgrace.
Yeah, I didn't agree with that.
Shouldn't be on TV. Spitting at little kids. Shouldn't be on TV.
I tell you what, you've probably seen it where like Gary Neville's talking yesterday and they ran out of time and your man Dave Jones is like, thanks, Gary. And Gary's just mid-sentence like, thanks, Dave. Just turns around. They all just break their shit in the studio. Oh, it was brilliant. Anyway, Terry, there was something else I was going to talk about.
Maybe me?
No, that wasn't it. Please. What's going on with you? How was your weekend?
Or the 2 days before the weekend?
Oh, I've done it again! Of course, how could I forget the most momentous day of the year? Hashtag 222. It was your motherfucking birthday, Terry.
It was.
How the bloody hell was it?
It was nice.
Yeah.
I was off Friday as well, so I, you know, didn't do anything. Yeah. Our plans were scuppered for the weekend. We were going to go see the Iron Claw in the cinema.
Oh, okay.
What?
What's that?
What?
What's that?
What's the Iron Claw?
Yeah.
Have you not seen one ad for this? Zac Efron in the wrestling movie.
Oh, yeah.
The Von Erich family.
Oh, yeah. That does look good.
Yeah. But my wife was a little bit ill. I won't go into it. It's, you know, she's...
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, she's... I feel really sorry for it, to be honest. She just seems miserable with this like bit of sickness. Anyway, so it was kind of like, you know, stuff's on pause.
Yeah.
Couldn't really go out and celebrate. But I got some nice gifts.
Please, we're talking.
Here's what I got and what I fucking needed and what I wanted. We're talking about it. I got a planner, Andy. A nice like day planner.
Paper. Ooh, old school.
To go with my fountain pen that I got for Christmas.
Oh, hello. Oh,
hey, it's my birthday. I can do what I want.
Birthday week,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, birthday month for the rest of February.
Of course.
But yeah, I got that. I got a book. I got a vinyl.
Ooh, what vinyl do you have?
Steely Dan, Aja.
Ooh, okay.
I'm not. You know what? I'm not too familiar with their individual albums. It's like seven tracks on it. Like first
very
side,
digestible.
First side is like 3 8-minute songs.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Great. Just put it on. It just plays. And we're just talking about like, just music to have on, man. It's just fucking great.
Can I ask with vinyl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the sound? Is it the mood? The fact that it's an analog thing that's playing the music? It's not just a bunch of ones and zeros coming together?
I think it's not like, oh, skip this. It's like, no.
Yeah.
I mean, you can. You have to get up and
do
a thing.
Yeah, but it's an ordeal.
But I'm like, I'm putting this on and it's staying on.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
That's what
it's
it is.
Like, it's going to be an effort to change this, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to stick
choose
it on,
something.
Flip it around.
That's the way it should be.
Okay.
Well, as much as I love having my phone and my speaker and my playlist and stuff like that, there's something nice about, okay, we're in the living room. I'm going to stick on some vinyl. And that's what's staying on for the next half an hour, 45 minutes, whatever, you know.
Kids are crying.
Yeah.
Kids want it off. It's staying on.
Ticking away.
Very
so
nice.
Yeah, it was nice. And I got now will you hear this? I got a gift voucher for Zara at Christmas, right?
Okay.
I hadn't used it. And I ordered, I was like, I'm going to buy some clothes. And a lot of the clothes there, I didn't.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
You know, I normally would shop in Zara for some for some kind of dressier gear. But I just wasn't feeling the stuff that I saw there.
Yeah.
And then I said, I'm going to buy myself some nice underwear.
Yeah, sturdy.
£20 for
it's a price you pay, isn't it?
A 3-pack of boxers.
Oh, that's all right.
Is it?
For in Zara, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say £20 for a pair.
No, I'm wearing them right now. They're very comfortable.
And how are they? Tony says the difference a good pair of underwear makes is... You wouldn't even think about it. Like, you wouldn't even think of it until you start wearing it.
100%. They're very, very...
Gotta get in on that. My underwear is like Charlie and Always Sunny, where he's giving a wedgie. And it's like, oh! It just comes off in his hand.
Well, I have pairs like that where it's like whole city. I was like, I need new undies.
Yeah.
I need nice ones. Because I just keep going to the well. I'm like, I don't wear those ones.
Yeah.
And then if I have none, I'm like, right, these loose in the waistband. I'm like, pulling them up all the time.
Yeah, I know.
And I bought myself a pair of pyjamas.
Oh, okay.
So like, I had a €70 gift voucher. Between the underwear and the pyjamas, it came to €69.
Nice. That's good quality.
€50 pair of pyjamas.
Brilliant. Because you didn't pay for it.
And yeah, exactly. And let me tell you, they arrived yesterday. I wore them last night.
And?
Oh, Andy.
What's the fabric on that bad boy?
I think they're cotton. But it's like the best feeling.
Cotton breathes.
It fucking does. George Costanza was right. But I was like, and then I didn't want to do anything in them. It was like,
oh yeah,
I emptied the bin. I'm like,
I gotta go change.
Pretty much.
Not getting garbage juice.
Yeah, it was like a chicken carcass because I cooked a chicken yesterday.
No.
I was like, do you want this for the soup? And she's like, no, I'm not making the soup. I'm like, I wish you'd told me that before I'd done the rest of the kitchen and left that one piece there for your soup. Now I'm like,
is that more fucking disgusting than a cold chicken carcass?
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, there are more disgusting things. But like after you've had your dinner, just fucking, especially if your bin is near full, like forget about it. You got to go through the whole thing.
Now, I will also tell you, we've started doing a thing just with, you know, the electricity prices. We were talking about on the way home.
Yes.
This country is
on its arse.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's robbery, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I got my bill the other day and I'm not happy with it. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm not happy with it.
Shots
fired on the podcast.
The overad is like, well, I heard what they said on that What's So Great About podcast, and I would just like to
what's not so great is the comments that the government has been getting about the energy prices. I mean
if you look at the prices.
I think you'll actually find that we're very competitive in terms of
you're the government. Just make them lower. Just tell the electricity companies there's a cap or something.
Well, it's not that simple, Terry. I know that.
You've some brass neck.
Is this still Russia's fault? Is that why
I can't still be. They're talking about lowering them in the summer. I'm like, great. Well, nobody uses electricity.
Here's the question we have to ask. Who's making money off this? Follow the money. That's where you can find the source of these problems. Who's making money off all this? Whoever's making money off this.
Well, they're posting like record profits.
Russia?
No, the energy companies.
See, maybe they used it as a little thing. Oh, well, someone else is Russia. Jack up the fucking price now.
Of course it is.
And then it's like, well, isn't that. Well, it's not resolved, but it's like, you know, still. I don't understand. I don't understand why. Oh, Terry, this is a bit of a tangent here, but I don't understand why when it rains,
yes,
traffic is mental.
More people in their cars. Yeah, they want to take public transportation.
Yeah. That's the lie that we've been fed.
It totally is.
Yeah, but I'm coming from Arklow to Sandyford.
Yeah,
all motorway, right?
Yeah.
And if it rains,
I'll take the car. I'm not walking to the train station to get the train up to Dublin. I'll take the car.
You think? Still that simple?
That is it. 100%.
It can't be that
it
simple.
It is that.
Like a bit of rain.
Can
like,
it?
Like, it could rain like, I feel like it'd be raining in 10 minutes and it's already, gridlock.
Yeah, your decision is made. No.
And while I'm at it, Terry, I fly into work on Friday mornings. No problem. The quickest.
I'll tell you why.
Get to of the week.
I'll tell you why.
And then on the way back, it's the worst. How does that work?
I don't have an answer for the way back. I was going to say, because the train that I get in on a Friday is like pretty much empty.
Why is that? People work from home on Friday?
Probably, or they take annual leave on a Friday. There's less people in work. Nobody wants to go into work on a Friday.
I am one of the few people who do come to work on a Friday, but I have to for the studio. But the rest of the girls just work from home.
There you go. Lucky to get it.
And while we're on, you said it. And while we're on it, I was asking around, and it turns out you are right, Terry, that the monthly salary. Is the norm.
Oh man, what I wouldn't give for weekly.
I just don't see why they can't do it. I mean, it must just be a cash flow
thing. It's a cash. It's 100% is a cash. Yeah. Especially in my place.
I'm like, talking your language here. Yeah.
It's like, we have debtors of 60 and 90. I mean, that's not even my department, but it's like, I'm sitting in these meetings, I'm like, uh-huh. Like, do you have enough money to pay my wages? Great.
That's all I need to
know. Exactly. So, the email comes tomorrow with my pay slip. Great.
Oh, you know what else? I owe you a huge thank you, Terry, and I'm going to say it publicly on the podcast, because I was out on a shoot last week, and it was the day of your birthday, in fact. Didn't even realise until 2 p.m. I was absolutely mortified.
Well,
However, you
should be.
And you were like, for the day that's in it, and you sent me a thing of your run, and I was like, fucking yeah, good man. And then you just had a very throwaway, just, No, no jokes, no whatever. It's just send me a picture of you of Fly Fit tomorrow morning. Yeah. And that was it. And I was like, yes. Fuck. And out of all the months of me like, no, I'm going. I'm definitely going. And then like, I had a membership in November. Never even went once. Cancelled it.
It's tough.
All this sort of stuff. And then, you know, and something just came over and I was just like, you know what? I am going to go to Fly Fit. And I did. And I went again today. That's two thus far, shooting.
Mm.
And I tell you, I didn't even, I thought that I'd forgotten my headphones today. Didn't even bother me. I was going in. I was like, don't even need them. I'm just here for the love of going to the gym. And I'm hooked again.
And
it started because you pushed me to go.
I think I might have started because we started this mini series when we watched Sylvester Stallone as Rocky. Andy,
how does he do it?
You're seeing him cracking those eggs. You're seeing him doing the one hand push ups. You're like, that could be me.
Was it from Rocky that got you in the sort of fitness mode to go for
a
run?
No, I've been trying to get it in the last few weeks. Yeah, like not really. Say December and Jan were kind of write-offs, but
yeah.
Mid-Feb I was like, you know what, the weather's getting a little bit easier,
mm.
It's a little bit brighter, I'm going to get back into it, so,
nice.
You know, it's been good. You know what, I want to get jacked.
Oh yeah?
Like one certain John Rambo.
John Rambo, a drifter, just passing through their town.
Morning! Headed north or south?
North.
Now jump in. I'll make sure you're heading the right direction.
You got some place I can eat around here?
There's a diner about 30 miles up the highway.
Is there any law against me getting something here?
Yeah, me. I want you to book this gentleman for vagrancy, resisting arrest, carrying a concealed weapon.
They knew he was innocent.
Starting to dislike you. A lot.
And they didn't give a damn.
That's okay, Warren. Don't worry about the soap. He's tough. Just shave him.
Drag. Don't move. I don't want you to cut your own throat.
John Rambo. One man who's been pushed too far.
You're finished! You've gone as far as you're gonna go!
Headed straight for the top. Right on top of him. There's no way out of here except through us.
He was hunted. Trapped.
There he is! On the cliff!
Forced to fight back.
Don't push it. Don't push it. I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Teasel, you and all your men couldn't handle him before. Now, what makes you think you can handle him now?
Because God knows what damage he's prepared to do.
You don't seem to want to accept the fact that you're dealing with an expert in guerrilla warfare.
Are you telling me that 200 men against your boy is a no-win situation for us?
You send that many, don't forget one thing. A good supply of body bags.
Sylvester Stallone. This time, he's fighting for his life. First blood.
Right, let me scoff some crisps here while we're on a break.
Need my carbo loading.
Don't include this. Okay, that's great.
What's this guy's name again?
John Rambo.
Ted Kotcheff. Got it. John Rambo. Come on, genius.
Okay.
Ready?
I'm ready.
That was the trailer for 1982's First Blood, written by Sylvester Stallone, starring Sylvester Stallone, and directed by Ted Kotcheff. Andy, care to guess the budget?
The budget was... $4 million.
$15 million.
Woo,
into the 80s. We're into the 80s, man.
The bombastic 80s.
This is the birth of the bombastic 80s.
Okay.
Box office opening.
$12 million.
$6.6 million.
Okay.
Yeah. Domestic total.
$52 million.
$47 million.
Yes.
You got there.
Sorry.
What is that, M60?
Yeah, something like
that. Worldwide?
$200 million.
$125 million.
Fuck. Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes?
Critics?
All agree?
83.
86. Okay, 2 out of 4 ain't bad. No.
To quote me, oh.
Is that right? 2 out of 5 ain't bad.
Wasn't 5, was it? Oh, yeah.
You got the budget wrong. You got the domestic.
That's what I got right.
You got the domestic right and critics right. So okay. Audience score.
Audience score, 89.
86.
Yes, man.
50% better than last week.
3 out of 5. 60% accuracy. Just pulling
3 out of 6.
What? Out of 6?
Yeah. Budget opening. Domestic worldwide. Yeah, 2 yeah, Rotten yeah, Tomatoes.
Okay, 50%.
Yeah. AC said 50%. want some IFs?
Please.
The film was based on the 1972 novel by David Morrell, First Blood. Various studios had tried to get the project off the ground during the 70s with the likes of Sidney Pollack and John Frankenheimer slated to direct, and actors such as Robert De Niro and Clint Eastwood cast as John Rambo. However, due to the Vietnam conflict stretching on, and different production companies either going under or being bought by other companies, the project stalled.
Wow.
Warner Brothers originally had purchased the script, but by the late 70s and early 80s, they lost interest. I can't believe...
I'm so sorry.
What are you doing?
I'm not going to be talking for a bit. I just want to have some crisps while you're giving me this. I want to enjoy it.
They lost interest in developing it. Ted Kotcheff had been included in the project during the 70s, and when... The producers, Mario Casar and Andrew G. Vajna, bought the rights. They contacted him to direct. Kotcheff had one actor in mind. He offered the role to Stallone, and after reading the script over a weekend, he accepted immediately. Stallone's involvement actually got the film moving. His star power and success of the Rocky franchise enabled him to rewrite the script to make Rambo more sympathetic. Essentially, he's like, I'm on board now. Here, I've rewritten the whole thing.
Done it in a weekend again.
Yeah. In the book, Rambo kills most of his pursuers. And in the original script, Rambo had killed 16 people. But in Stallone's version, he doesn't actually directly cause the death of any of the National Guardsmen. We'll get into it. He also had Rambo survive, unlike the book. Apparently, he did an estimated 7 revisions of the script.
Stallone did?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Kirk Douglas was originally cast as Colonel Troutman, but left shortly before filming began. He wanted to keep the original darker ending, which had Sheriff Teasel and Rambo fatally wound each other, and then Troutman delivering a kill shot to Rambo and sitting by Teasel to listen to his dying words.
But like, surely you couldn't do that.
Well, you could,
because like there'd be no. I guess maybe they weren't thinking of Rambo 2 and 3 and all this.
I think that's what makes Stallone such a savvy guy.
Like keep him alive. He's and
like,
keep the
well,
franchise
this could be
going.
Another franchise for me.
And like, how many Rockies had he done at this
3
stage? Right.
So he done.
And were they as big? Like, was he in any big movies apart from Rocky between Rocky 1?
They're kind of
now.
His big movie,
right.
You know, like Rocky 3
Rocky,
has
right.
Hulk Hogan and Mr. T in it.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah, yeah.
So it's pretty big. Like,
okay.
Filming was delayed by 2 months due to heavy snowfall in British Columbia, where the film was shot. Add to that, it was halted further due to Stallone injuring himself doing his own stunts. He broke several ribs and sustained a serious back injury when he jumped off the cliff and into the tree. That's him.
That's him. What the fuck?
Since the production went over schedule, Richard Crenna, who plays Colonel Troutman, his role had to be reduced to avoid paying him higher fees as specified in his contract. So it's literally like, if I'm here longer than this amount of days, you give me more money. If I have to work more money, days, you give me more money. Arnie Watch.
Oh, yeah.
1982.
What's he up to these days?
Conan the Barbarian, same year that they both launched their action movie careers.
Wow. And Conan didn't have any sequels, did it?
Did. Oh, Conan did it? The Destroyer.
To a lesser extent, or was it a success?
Yeah, it was. I think it was the same year as Terminator, so, you know, kind of like...
Played second fiddle.
Get out of here, you.
Yeah, look at this shiny new guy.
Yeah, well, he's a robot now.
Yeah.
Conan made $68 million worldwide off a budget of $20 million.
Oh, so that's not as good, really.
Not really. And he'd come out of retirement for bodybuilding in 1980 to win Mr. Olympia again for the 7th and final time.
That's funny. Why would he come out of retirement?
He retired in 75.
to do movies and then came out of retirement.
5 years later.
Yeah. Still won.
Still win.
Yeah, of course he did.
And why did he need a seventh? Like, you know, it's not like the one I never got. Like, the one I never
received.
Did
you ever see Pumping Iron?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Yeah, like, he's a maniac. Like, yeah. You know, he seems like a chill dude now, but, like,
he seems competitive. Like, he seems like a prick back then.
When but he was doing competitive. Apparently, when he came to Hollywood, he was, like, well-liked by everybody, and they all thought he was a cool dude.
Yeah.
But when he was competing, it was like, I will destroy you.
He'd always say little Ferrigno, things. Like, yeah, or he'd say things like, he would like deliberately sort of like just stare at someone's legs or something.
Yeah.
And so to get in their heads, and you'd see them looking in the mirror afterwards, like, and then doing extra leg stuff and all, like, when the little mind games in the gym.
His whole thing was the calf is the hardest part to train. That was like the notorious line from him. And then everybody be going crazy doing the legs. Yeah. Okay, Andy, that's all I got.
Okay.
Sock it to me, baby.
Didn't like it, Terry. I thought it was crap. I thought it was boring, and I thought it was crap.
This is a joke,
no,
right?
It's not a joke.
Oh, Andy!
I thought the first. I wish you could see his face. I thought the first 20 minutes. I thought, like, I actually think I'm liking this more than Rocky, and I was like, oh, I'm liking this. And then when he kind of descended into the woods, like, there was a few good spots, or again, I'm talking your language, beats, but I didn't like it. I was bored. I thought it was boring. I thought it didn't, like, it wasn't that nice to look at. It's kind of an ugly movie, you know what I mean?
What are you talking about?
This is how I felt.
The vistas, Andy.
Oh, that's the scenery was lovely,
but that's how the film is shot. Like
the actual scenery itself was lovely.
I think it looks great. I think it looks incredible. Especially when I'm watching it on my Blu-ray.
All right, Mr. Smart Guy. It's a show up.
Yeah. It looks incredible.
I was watching it and I was like, in between the action stuff and some of the bits in the woods and stuff like that, I'm like, oh, cool. But again, I've doubled down on this acting thing. I thought the acting was awful in this movie. I didn't like it. I was bored. I was, even the action stuff didn't grab me. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then all in between the action stuff, I was like,
whoa, that's mental take.
Really?
I think it's crazy. Because I think this is the birth of, like, the new 80s action movie.
Yeah.
But it's also about something. It's about this guy whose country has chewed him up and spit him out. Like, he even puts it in the end, for meatheads like you, he spells it out, the only real, like, monologue Stallone has in the movie.
I like that. I like the end.
You know.
Even though he kind of Stallone'd his way through that, but I liked it.
That's the whole point.
I liked it. And I actually felt that at the end. So it wasn't a total loss, but overall, did I enjoy watching it? No.
Wow.
Yeah. But the first 20 minutes, I was like, I thought I was going to like it more than Rocky.
So where does it turn you off? When he goes into the, when he breaks out of prison? And that's so fun.
And I thought
fun.
It peaked at the moment where he's finally, like, had enough and just beats the fuck out of those officers and then just knocks everyone down and goes
on the bike
and kicks your man off the bike and he's getting chased on the bike. I thought up until that point, what's that, the first 25
That's
minutes?
That's the first half an hour, 35 minutes. It's fucking dead.
I enjoyed that.
And like, and the car, upside down. Yeah. And all, like,
the way it's just like casually.
It's so good. It's so real. Like,
he's doing unnecessary wheelies and all this. He's going. But like, so I thought at that point, I was like, do you know what? I was like, and I thought I was going to shock you by saying, like, I actually prefer this to Rocky. Maybe it wouldn't have shocked you, but
I thought you were going to pull, I didn't like. And I'm like,
I loved it. It was too, like, there's certain things I really appreciate. I appreciated the realness of the stunts. I appreciated the explosions. The sound of the guns, as simple as that sounds, I loved. Yeah. Just that old school
and
sort
and
of.
And the explosions.
Yeah, the explosions were real. They looked great.
It sounds like you liked that movie, Andy.
Like, I like that sort of stuff, but all the bits in between. I thought all the acting from the cops was pretty shit.
Even Denny.
Stallone's acting. Yeah. No, Denny was fine. Denny was good. Who are you? Brian Denny. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, I liked him because he was kind of like, I was kind of going back and forth on him. Like, Because even when he was like...
He's a bad guy, or is he?
Yeah, and even when he was telling Stallone, in his underhanded, but kind of like, get the fuck out of my town sort of way, it was like, I'm nice, but fuck off. And I kind of was like...
Not nice.
But like, there was a period where I'm like, do you know what? In a small town, for someone like this, like, that's maybe as nice as he can be. You know, his motives aren't nice, but he's being a kind of as nice as he can be.
I disagree with you there. He's like... He's a complex villain.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But he wasn't one-dimensional like most 80s villains.
But you're also like, he's like, digs his heels in completely. Like,
when he sees he's not leaving, then he turns straight.
Yeah,
you know?
You're like...
But like, it was kind of 50-50 on him before that.
You know? He's just a bit like... I know what you're saying is like, I'm looking out for the town.
Yeah.
Why don't you just keep an eye on him?
Yeah.
And then see him on his way. He's literally walking into the town. He's like, hey, get in my car. I'm going to drive you out of town. Yeah. Like, he's like, can I get somewhere?
Going somewhere?
Yeah, he's like, can I have something to eat? Like, yeah, up 60 miles up the road. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Sure. We just passed two diners. I just want some bacon and eggs.
Can you explain to me
why it's amazing?
It's a good movie? Tell me what's so great about
First Blood. I thought you'd never ask. Everything in a word.
Specifically,
everything.
Like, what parts was all of it? Does it literally start to finish?
Yeah, 100%. Like, wow, okay. That bit you're saying, like, it zipped. The first 35 minutes are like, you meet John Rambo.
Yeah.
He goes, the only friend he has left, he goes to meet him.
Yeah.
He's dead. Yeah. Died of cancer. Brought it back.
Yeah.
Agent Orange or whatever like that. Like, so, okay, he's crushed. Then he gets like, kind of, he says it to the cop, why are you pushing me?
Yeah.
Why are you pushing me? And then he gets like arrested. They treat him terribly.
Yeah, for nothing. He's done absolutely nothing. Yeah.
His PTSD goes crazy. He turns into the Hulk. Yeah. Throws everybody, like, he throws somebody through a glass door. He drop kicks somebody out a window. Yeah. Fucking dead. And like, when he's on the bike, that whole chase scene, I'm like, oh, I know, I see. Tom Cruise.
I was thinking Rambo, Cruise.
You know, like,
yeah.
It's just a silent, like, chase, except for, like, Danny being like, come on, you fuck. And then when it's like, okay, gang, we're all going into the woods, I'm like, these fucking bunch of no-hopers don't have a... It turns into a horror movie. Rambo is gone for, like, the next half an hour, which is brilliant. And you focus on the characters of these, like... guys that like, oh, this is great, like, oh, we're gonna get them. And it's like these trigger happy bum fucks.
I think that's where it lost me.
Why?
When as soon as he went into the woods and he ripped off the thing and fashioned the top
the
or whatever,
tarp, yeah.
Literally from that moment on.
Why?
I got bored. You know what I mean? I just got bored with it. Maybe it's because there was no Rambo for enough. Maybe that kind of maybe actually helps me articulate it a little bit. Because, like, yeah,
but
there wasn't
but
Rambo
he becomes
for a while.
The monster. He becomes the serial killer in a horror movie that, like, all of a sudden our protagonists are these inept cops.
I felt like they could have made it more exciting. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, wow. I don't know.
I've never had an action movie where I'm technically watching an action movie, but I'm not thrilled at any point. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, wow.
You aren't thrilled with the helicopter chase? And he's like, hide behind the tree. And your man is like, the guy. That was good. That was
like,
fucking great.
Look, there were definitely some good bits. But overall, it just, I couldn't put, I was trying to, you know,
like,
I was trying to put my finger on what exactly it
so, like,
was.
When he dies. When
there wasn't enough stakes. You know what I mean? For me, like.
Becomes a one man war. Like, it literally becomes, it goes through almost three different cycles of a movie in the first hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have that kind of loner.
Yeah.
Then it's after the death of your man, it becomes like, okay, we're going to hunt this guy. And then he has all his traps.
Yeah.
And they all kind of like get fucked up beyond belief. Like, poor El David Caruso, the only kind of like semi nice cop gets like.
Yeah, like the thing in his leg.
Yeah, like, like somebody's like hung up. You know, like Dennehy gets like the knife to his throat and he's like, get your men out of here or whatever.
Yeah,
and like, then it becomes like literally, I was like, oh, it's a siege movie. It's Die Hard 7 years before Die Hard because all the local police are there. You have like all these different agencies, National Guard, the fucking colonel comes in and like, fucking hell, Colonel Troutman, are you killing me? Oh, he's so good, he Andy. Did nothing
to me. I kind of thought, like, oh, it's convenient. Yeah, like, I trained him or whatever. I was his captain in. I was like, where's this guy come from on a day's notice? You know
well, I mean? For Bragg, like, he says it. But, like, also, like, John Rambo is in the news. You know, yeah. They've identified him. He's like, I better get my ass down there. This guy's my creation. Frankenstein's monster. Like, you know,
it just felt a little... Maybe if I hadn't have just watched the pristine Mission Impossible series.
It's different. They're different movies. Like.
But, like, it just felt... This just felt flat to me. Mm. I could see what was going on, and I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. But I wasn't like, fucking yes,
what,
Rambo.
For me, what makes this... Well, you're not supposed to, though. Like, because, really, like... He is like...
Well, then who am I rooting for? I got to root for somebody.
You're rooting for Rambo, but like... You're also like, well, slow down, man. Take it easy. I know you're I know you're fucked up, but like...
Yeah.
Like, the fact that he doesn't kill these people is a victory in itself.
Yeah,
as opposed to like... You know, all the guys chasing him aren't bad guys. Like, the fucking National Guard that blow up the mine...
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I gotta be back in the pharmacy tomorrow. Like,
yeah, yeah.
He's like, well, get digging. You gotta dig his body out.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then that whole scene where he's in the mine, and it's like, it's really him fucking making a, you know, a torch.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm like, fucking, that's when they used to train actors to do shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, it's fuck. And like, Stallone is like handling this fire. At one point,
yeah,
he has it burning, and he just like takes kind another strip,
yeah,
and puts his hand around it. I'm like, how are you not wincing?
I know.
Like,
I know, yeah.
It's fucking deadly.
I was thinking
and
that.
And he, like, he does all that, climbs through the cave, comes out, fucking hijacks the truck. No?
No, like, it all happened. Yeah. And it was like, I get it.
Hey, it doesn't. It's like 100 minutes. It's propulsive. I can't believe you were bored.
It felt long. It felt like a lot. When I was going in, I was like, an hour 33. I was like, fucking yes. And, it felt like it was 2 hours plus.
Wow.
To me. It was slow to me.
That's crazy.
It didn't grip me. And I was going in. I'm like, fucking, you see my reaction when I seen the card? I'm like, fucking, yes. I really wanted to see that. I've never seen that. Like, and it's an action, 80s, Stallone. Like, yes.
But see, the weird thing is, it's like the first 80s action. So it's almost closer to 70s action.
Yeah.
Then.
That's kind of what it is.
Then.
Not late.
Rambo First Blood Part 2 is proper
80s. Right.
James Cameron wrote the screenplay while he was like in contract disputes with another
studio.
So like,
and is that good?
I don't like it, but it like because I'd it's like it. It's like, Rambo, there's people behind enemy lines. We need to send you in and kill everybody. And he's like, sure thing. Like, and he's bigger, muscler,
yeah,
and like goes crazy with the guns. And I'm like, oh, you kind of forgot what the whole point of First Blood was.
Yeah.
And then like,
he's not that guy.
Rambo 3, I can't even remember what the plot of Rambo 3 is.
Right, that's forgettable.
Rambo, which is Rambo 4.
Right.
Just Rambo.
That was a more recent one, was it?
That was like, I want to say 2008.
Okay.
Around that time.
Yeah.
Because they're like, he's bringing it back. It's the first time in...
Yeah.
20 years or whatever.
That was shit as well, was it?
Yeah, that was Burma. And it was like, he was like helping people get up the river.
Right.
And then Rambo Last Blood.
Last Blood.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Like, I like that name. Rambo Last Blood is, he like owns a ranch, I think. And it's Mexican bad guys coming across the border, maybe.
Is he... Is he Border Patrol?
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. It's like, and some kid that he's become fond of gets taken, and he.
Oh, okay.
I'm not against that movie. I might give it a whirl.
I liked the sentiment of, like, you know, troubled vet, and like,
he's so good in it as well.
I liked the monologue at the end about, you know,
I gotta give a job back in cars.
Yeah, yeah.
I drove stuff $1 million machines.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
I think he's fucking good in this, man. I think he's really good.
I didn't think he was really good.
You didn't think, like, he has the like wild eyes of a dog for most of the movie, and it's fucking good.
Maybe I'm just.
It is good, Andy.
Yeah.
Five stars.
Five stars.
On Letterboxd.
Ooh.
Yeah.
If you don't know what I'd give it.
When do we get to our rating then? We'll get it to our rating.
We're not there yet.
Well, we can get there because we've done the plot. What I love about it is when he comes back to the town, he just like starts wreaking havoc.
It's terrorizing this town.
Yeah. But like, he's out of it. I'm out of my mind.
Yeah,
like, you know? And like, I love the idea of like every he's like everybody inside, and then he's like hold up the sheriff. Is holed up in like the, you know, on top of the roof, and Rambo is shooting out all the lights to be able to see where he is.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just I love the idea of like an remember like Gemini Man, the end of Gemini Man.
Yeah.
No,
I don't remember the end of it. Yeah.
But it was like that. It was like an empty like town, and I'm like, that's a good setting for like.
Yeah, I do like an empty town setting.
A showdown or whatever, like.
Well, to a lesser extent, 30 Days of Night, was that an empty town too?
That was, until it got full with vampires.
Hey, that's a great movie. That's underrated. Now there's a better movie then.
You don't have to talk to me about Josh Hartnett, hey, okay?
Preaching to the choir.
Yeah. You seen Oppenheimer yet?
Oh yeah, of course he's in that.
Fucking hell.
Fucking A, man. Yeah,
I was listening to Kevin Smith on my beloved Blank Check podcast. He was a guest, and he was talking about... Die Hard.
Oh yeah.
And he was saying like they're talking about William Atherton, you know, Dickless.
Oh yeah.
From and he's like fucking everybody would call him Dickless. And he said he absolutely, you know, he's like that ruined his life. And he's like, oh, I had a similar thing with Ben Affleck. And he's like, when we were doing Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back, they put in the line like he was the bomb of Phantom Show.
Yeah.
And Affleck comes up to them, and I was like, everywhere I go, people are like, yo, Affleck, you're the bomb of Phantoms, yo.
And what is that movie, Phantoms?
Yeah, it's a movie.
I never even heard of it.
It's about ghosts or some shit, and he plays like a sheriff in it, but like, ah, so.
Yeah, but look.
And I love how he's able to talk him down.
Yeah, the captain, like, yeah.
Yeah, the colonel.
Yeah, whatever.
Troutman. Put some respect on his name.
It didn't get me off, Terry. Wow. I'm in the action movie business to get off, okay? And this movie had me limp, all right? That's all I'll say.
Okay.
I wanted to like it. You know, I can't... I have nothing else to even talk about because I'm just like, meh. That's kind of what I felt about it.
All right, fair enough.
I'm sorry. But,
no, hey, man. You
know, that's just...
This is... the way the cookie crumbles.
I was enjoying being on board for a while, like the Mission Impossible series, where I'm like, hey, I don't have to be the curmudgeon. I can actually be like fucking yes as well. But
lots of fucking yes in this.
So far, I liked Rocky, but I'd probably say it's 0-2.
Oh, for two?
Yeah,
you gave Rocky 7. What are you gonna give this?
I'd give this 5.
Alright.
But like I expected to like both of them more than I did. I was a bit disappointed with both of them. Very disappointed with this. I was a bit disappointed with Rocky.
This is 9.5 for me.
Oof.
This is like
9.5.
It's fucking brilliant. Like this is like as good as it gets with Stallone, I think. Like,
ooh, that's worrying.
For me, like I think this is like I remember seeing this movie when I like came home from the pub.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was like I just like smoked a joint or something and my dad had come home from the pub.
Yeah.
And I was like RT2 at like 11 o'clock on a Monday. And he's like, my dad's like, what are you watching? And I was like, oh, just Rambo or First Blood is starting. And he was like, And I was like, you're going to sit down and watch? And he was like, tempted to. And he's like, no, I better get to bed. And he's like, that Denny, he's a real ham, huh? And like, I'd never seen the movie before. And like, he just went up to bed and I sat there till whatever fucking... 12, 1. I was like, this is amazing.
See, I feel like it needs...
And fresh, again, watching it the other night. Like, I was like, woof.
When I was about... Towards the end, I was thinking, like... Because there was a time when they're like... Him and Denny are both sort of hiding on each other or whatever, trying to get each other.
Mm.
And I was like... Again, and I hate to always lean on this, but I feel like it's so true. I'm like, if I had have seen this movie when I was 7 or 8, like Terminator or something like that... I don't know if I wouldn't like it as much as that, but like, I feel like these movies to me seem so far removed from movies today and the entertainment that I expect today that I feel like if I don't have that nostalgic link to it, do you know, like, it's the way, like, we would watch, like, we used to like, say, like, The Mighty Boosh or, you know, stuff that we don't really like now.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I can't say now that that's a bad show because it did what it was supposed to do for me then.
I can say now it's a bad show.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, back then I didn't think so. And when it was just out, I didn't think so. Now, back then I was maybe that's stupid. A bad example.
I was stupid back then.
Yeah, but... Yeah, well, maybe people were just stupid back in the 80s.
No, because... But you know what I mean? Because I'm like, sitting here now as a grown-ass
man. Okay, fair enough.
And
but for me, for me, I feel like I need that nostalgic link to make me forget about the datedness and the acting and all this sort of stuff. I know we disagree on the acting, but like if I've seen it, like if I watched like fucking, I don't know, Blank Check or some stupid like Disney movie. You got those crazy eyes there. If I watch some stupid Disney movie now, I'd be like, trash.
Yeah.
But whereas like now, I'd be like, oh, your man Tone Loke is there going like, juice? Yeah. And I'd be like, ah, there he is, yes. And then like, if I was saying that to someone else, they'd be like, so? You know what I mean? Like,
and yeah, but like that's just one piece bad in example. A terrible movie.
Yeah, but I mean, like to me, I would watch Blank Check over Rambo because...
First Blood.
Whatever. First Blood.
Because Rambo was the fourth one. We've just been over this.
Everyone calls it Rambo.
Nobody calls it Rambo.
No one calls First Blood Rambo.
They call it First Blood.
I don't think they do.
Well,
I mean, I'm not in the biz, but I don't think so. But you know what I mean? That's just what I feel. I feel like I needed that. It's too shocking to the system. And okay. Not in a good way.
Okay.
You know?
Interesting to see. So... Let's get into the awards. Ed Harris
for excellence in acting. Denny.
Denny.
Ooh. Yeah, he was the only one that I kind of Crenna. Believed was a real person.
Crenna for me, man.
He was at the
Colonel.
Colonel.
Yeah, yeah. If you're going after him, you might need to bring some body bags.
Yeah, it's like 200 men. It's like, if you're bringing that many, you better bring a lot of body bags.
Line reading.
Stallone's monologue thing at the end. Yeah. I thought it was good. Yeah,
I really liked the bit where he's like in the car and he's like, "Why are you pushing me?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And your man's like, "Huh?"
Excuse me.
He's like, yeah. "Why are you pushing me? I haven't done it." Just when he said that, I'm like, "Yeah, why are you pushing him? Like, just leave him alone."
And he's so
like,
chill at that stage. Yeah. Like, he's so chill. Yeah, yeah.
Your man was great as well. The like deputy that falls out of the helicopter. Oh, yeah. He was great. And, like, yeah. What a great death as well.
I know.
It's just like a rock through the windshield. Like, whoa. And it's just like a bloodied head.
Yeah,
that was actually great line reading as well, where he's like, he hands up and he's like, "A man is dead.
Yeah,
it's not my fault.
It's not my fault."
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It was an experience, and I'm glad I seen it. But
okay, so it's not 0-2.
Well, yeah,
it's 2-2.
Oh, for two.
Glad you've seen both of them.
I am glad that I've seen them, but I'm not glad that I watched them.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Why don't you tell the good folks where they can find us?
You can find us on Instagram at What's So Great About Pod, and you can find us on Twitter at WSGA Pod. We're pretty much only active on Instagram these days, but that's the place to see us and to get all our links. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're checking out the link in our Instagram bio, you will also find a link to our Patreon. If I may, just
please
play
take
it right
it,
through.
Take it.
With the Patreon, $5 a month, you get 2 extra episodes a month banked, and you get early access to all the pods. So, for example, you're listening to this on Monday. Well, those fucking patrons of ours, this is old news to them. They're waiting. They're saying, "What else you got?" This could be you. You also got about 50 of our top 5 rankings of various music, movies, just things in general. We pitch each other movie ideas. It's a good time. We tend to not review too many movies on there. However, we do have there our What's So Great About MCU, all 20 fucking
three
episodes, every movie reviewed. What's So Great About Ryan Gosling, where Terry tried to convert me to the ways of the gauze
and succeeded.
And it worked. What's So Great About 90s Action. Now, we're talking action. If you want to hear me gush about some action, check out What's So Great About 90s Action. We also have What's So Great About Big Willie's Flops, a.k.a. Will Smith's Bad Movies. And we are revisiting.
We're bringing it back.
Put It in H, Season 3. We stopped doing it for a while. We have about 4 episodes. I'm going to have them all together, so they're very easy to find there. We're about to record a new episode of Put It in H, where we review Simpsons episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And Season 3, the classic. A season that our close personal friend Bill Oakley calls the greatest series in television history.
Yeah, his favorite.
So, yes, that's where, if 5 a month, and if you can't afford it, I guess go fuck yourselves. Or
you can do me a favor. If you can't afford it, well, you can get on the old podcatcher of choice, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, whatever. Put the crisps down. All right.
I was business, just looking to see what's in it.
We're doing business here, Andy.
Okay, go on.
If you can't afford it, you can give me a rating or review. Now, Andy.
Yeah?
In this movie, did you know John Rambo could have killed 6 of the sheriff's deputies, but he did not. Now, I don't want a 6-star review. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Who am I, Just Eat? That's that. I want a 5-star review. Really helps grow the podcast, you know, gets us back in the charts, puts us back in your hearts. And also, you know, tell a friend, tag a friend, share a story, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, I do see other people doing that for their favorite podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Like, so that'll help get the old ticker on views going up on Instagram. I will say, thanks so much for everybody who has been liking the social media.
Yeah, thank you.
Andy is very happy. He's a very happy boy.
Somebody has really stepped up, to be honest, and I really appreciate it. It makes me smile.
I need you here on the day. So thanks so much. And that's about it, really.
Still, the wheels are in motion for a live show. Progress is being made. So we'll keep you posted on that. And I tell you what, when we do a live show, I want it to be in some way that you can deliver the line, I want a 5-star review, to see if it gets a big yes from the audience.
We'll see.
I want.
Okay.
That's what I want. That's what I want to see.
All right.
Anyway.
Next week.
What is it?
We're still in the 80s. We're going to Russia, Andy.
Oh.
It's Rocky IV.
Oh, Rocky IV already? I thought it was Cliffhanger next.
No, Cliffhanger's 90s. Okay. Rocky IV is 86.
Rocky
and then
IV.
We got to decide on which other 80s Stallone we're going to slip in there.
Can we not just throw a 90s one in?
Well, we have a 90s one there. We have 4 90s in there.
Stop or my mom will shoot. It is awful.
Yeah, and not wasting a pick on that. On the 90s, we have Cliffhanger, Assassins, Demolition Man, and Copland.
Okay.
We're going to take one of those 90s out and we're going to put it in the 80s because we only got 2 80s. And really, 80s is when he.
Okay. Terry exploded. It was mid sentence and he exploded, folks. I'm sorry. I'll try and put him back together. My best friend, he's all over me. I can't find his legs. You like that one? Bringing it right back. All right. And on that note, we'll see you next week.
Tear your dreams apart. And every new town just seems to bring you down. Trying to find peace of mind can break your heart. It's a real war right outside your front door. You could use a friend. Where the road ends, that's the place for me. Where I'm me in my own space. Where I'm free, that's the place I wanna be.
Give me a countdown.
No.
Yes.
We were
talking about like best things. Where somebody's like, hey, that's good. It's like when you make somebody laugh with either food or drink, if you can break somebody with the drink. Oh.
I don't know if actual water came out when you were saying at the last stay over thing when you were like, coffee you hadn't pressed X for FIFA. It's like, it's you, Cuff. It's always been you. I remember just being like,
but like
it was panic station.
For such a throwaway remark, if that had gotten the eruption,
oh my
see
God.
You later. That's it for me.
That's the best one as well. Yeah. When it's like everyone laughs, that's great. But if one person just connects the dots.
I was thinking
someone in the background's just dying.
When you texted me the other day about like the Triple H using Daniel Bryan's password, I was like, that's probably just such a throwaway. It's not like he had crafted that over.
I know.
And I was like, oh, so beautiful. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
All right, ready?
I'm ready.
Give me a countdown.
3, 2, 1, record.
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About...